Did you know that your words reveal more about your heart than you might think? In Romans chapter 3, verse 13, Paul writes, "Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive." That's graphic, and it's intentional. Our words are not neutral. They carry the stench of what's inside of us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So if your speech is filled with gossip and deceit and bitterness and sarcasm, it's not just a communication problem, it's a heart problem. James chapter 3, verse 8 says that the tongue is a restless evil full of deadly poison. We tend to minimize our words. We say things like, "I didn't really mean it, it's not that serious," but Scripture takes it seriously. Your words can wound, they can divide, they can deceive, and they can destroy. But the gospel transforms speech. A redeemed heart produces life-giving words. So don't just try to clean up your language. Ask God to change your heart. Pray this prayer with me today. "Lord, purify my heart so that my words would bring life instead of harm." And here's two peoples that you can pray for: Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also pray for the Cron Western Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of the Ivory Coast and Liberia.